love Unofficial Mills.
This is a download from unofficialmills.co.uk.
It's the gift that everybody wants for Christmas, but it won't be in anyone's Christmas stocking this year. The only place you can get it is on BBC Radio 1, Tuesdays and Thursdays. It's 24 years at the tap end. Hey, Chris.
Hello, you all right?
Yeah, I was in Bluewater shopping at the weekend, and somebody was like, "Where's Chris? I love them tap end stories." I was like, "Well, he doesn't come everywhere with me."
Most places.
Yeah, I was going to say, 98% of the time he's with you.
Okay, Chris, what you got today?
So I thought we'd go to my 15th year at the tap end.
All right.
Today. Do you know what I worked out? I was looking at how long an average book is, so that, see kind of where my progress with this is so far in terms of actually making a book.
Right.
I've worked out we only really need about 15, 20 more of these to have a full-on book.
Really?
Which isn't that much.
So what's this about today?
Well, 15th year at the tap end. It was quite an eventful year in my life. I'll take you there right now, if you like.
Okay, so...
Such a weird, magical journey.
Sit back. Relax.
I'm going to strap myself in.
Strap yourself in for the next instalment of 24 Years at the Tap End, the story of Chris's life in autobiography form.
Ready?
Ready.
Ready?
Although it was a holiday, it was also one of those holidays that felt a lot like a school trip. I was boarding the plane, my destination, Mainz, in Germany, for the first leg, the away leg, of my German exchange.
Haven't we talked a bit about your German exchange before?
We have done, I think, briefly, yeah.
Why was that? Can't remember.
I didn't really get on with my German exchange,
as
you'll soon find out.
Oh, yes, you hated him.
Oh, yeah.
Well, hate's a strong word, but yeah, I did. We had been paired with people our German teachers thought we would get on with. And in my hand, I held a document containing important information about my exchange called Andreas. I couldn't help but feel that pairing me up with him, just because my favourite food was sausage and mash, was a bit of a flimsy link, and also dangerous.
Is that the only reason they thought you'd get on well?
Well, because they do that. They try and pair you so that you're with someone you like, but ultimately, there's not that many people involved, so they're just trying to find ways to pair you. It's like all these kind of exchanges. So I ended up with someone purely based on my favourite food question. I mean, that's ridiculous, isn't it? I mean, you're basically going over to Germany, to a foreign land, and being put with a family for a week based on sausage.
They take sausages very seriously,
yeah,
in Germany.
Do.
I was being handed to another family just because of my love of sausage. I appreciate that they like that food, but they might hate everything else about me, or likewise me them. And it's hardly like that can all be sorted over sausage and mash. We arrived in Germany, and things did not get off to a great start. Whereas everyone else had their new families meet them at the airport, I was instructed to get a train to a town I was told was nearby to meet them.
Oh.
I wasn't impressed.
So they couldn't be bothered to come and pick you up?
Well, for one reason or another, they couldn't. I never really understood why.
Everyone else got met at the airport?
Yeah. All around me, it was like scenes from Love Actually. All my mates were getting hugs off the German families. It was like I wasn't wanted. Luckily, my mate Paul was in the same situation, so we made our way to catch a train to the nearby town. I can't remember the name of it, but the journey took longer than first expected. I was greeted at our destination by my new German mother. Our German teacher...
She's not your mum.
Well, like foster mum, I guess.
She's not.
Well, she is. For
she
a
isn't.
Week.
She isn't, though. She's someone else's mum.
Yeah, but for that week, she had to pretend to be my mum, didn't she? Because that's the point of the exchange, just swapping
not,
sons.
No, it's not role play. It's not like that, what's that programme on TV on Channel 4 where the wife swap? It's not,
it's not that.
It's not acting. You're just going to stay there as a guest. You don't have to pretend to be their son.
You didn't do that, did you?
Well, I think I did, yeah.
Oh, God.
Did you start calling our mum
and
dad?
I'm trying to remember what the German for mother is.
Oh, Mutti, Mutti.
Mutti?
Yeah.
I thought that was her name.
No, that's mother. Mum, isn't it?
Mutti.
Mutti, Mutti.
That was her name.
I'm sure Mutti means mum.
That was her name.
No, it wasn't her name.
Mutti.
Well, then she's Mutti, Mutti.
No, she's not going to be called Mum, Mum, is she?
Did I think her name was Mum then, when...
You were called... What's happened here?
Mutti, that's her name.
No, it's not.
You called her mum a week. You called her mum a week. That would freak me out if I was her.
Yeah, mum.
Brilliant, so...
You were led to believe that was her name.
Yeah.
It wasn't. That's just the German for mum.
I wonder what her name was then. I
don't know. Anyway, mum.
I was greeted at our destination by my new German mother. Our German teacher had told all the German families to speak in German to us so we could learn. I wasn't in the mood for this. I'd had a long journey and was hungry. After a quick Guten Tag, we headed back to the house. To be fair, the following week was good fun. I got on all right with my German exchange. I just thought he was a bit weird. He was obsessed with a band called Rammstein, especially a song called Here Comes Die Sonne, which he would play quite a lot. It freaked me out quite a bit.
They're huge in Germany.
I've got a clip of it here. You'll like this band.
Oh, God. How often would he play this?
He played this all the time. It did my head in.
Wow.
Have a listen to this chorus. It's vicious.
Come on!
So you got to see, I had to wake up to this every morning.
First thing.
Harsh.
Whoa.
That's all a bit too much, in my opinion.
Yeah, you're not a fan.
No. His family were pretty cool. Didn't have a clue what they were going on about, but we did a few good things. Went to see a parade, went for a trip down the river, and ate a lot of Bockwurst.
What?
It's a German sausage. I think.
Bockwurst?
I think it means Brockwurst.
I thought it was Bratwurst.
No, that's. I think that's a curried sausage.
Oh,
yeah.
I don't know. But I could never live in Germany, could I?
Bratwurst?
What's Bratwurst?
That's what I said.
That's a sausage.
Bratwurst, standard sausage. So what's Bockwurst? What was I eating?
Bockwurst is another sort of sausage.
It's actually sheep's testicles. I've just looked it up.
Bockwurst?
Yeah.
Oh, this is an education, isn't it?
Yeah.
Chicken or even horse meat.
You're joking me.
No. In northern Germany, there's also a version made from fish.
Why didn't you go along with the sheep thing? I had him there.
It can be made from... It's made from every animal.
Oh, horse isn't that great, Scott.
Pork, lamb, turkey, chicken and horse.
Well, I ate a lot of that. A couple of weeks later, it was time for the return leg. My German exchange arrived in Britain. Despite me urging my parents to let him make his own way, they insisted we picked him up from the airport.
Boo.
My mum was well excited about having a German exchange round. She loved the whole cultural thing. I had to share my room with him, and my family looked after him really well. Proper nice dinners were cooked every night. He had to come to school with me, and I even took him to a Watford game. I remember getting annoyed when he wouldn't chant. On one of the days, my aunt took me and Andreas into London to go visit a few of the tourist sites and get a bit of food. I think I'd got a bit fed up of spending all week carting him around everywhere, like a German shadow. And things built up and boiled over during one incident at Trafalgar Square. I was happily trying to mount a lion when I turned around to see him running round Trafalgar Square. He was trying to kick the pigeons. I lost it. How dare he kick our pigeons? I had a right go at him. I was a patriotic 15-year-old, and looking back, I'm not really sure why I stuck up for the pigeons, but it felt like my duty to my country at the time.
The great British pigeon.
I can believe it. He was just running round.
Coming over here, kicking our pigeons.
I think by then it had all just... He'd got a bit too much with the whole Rammstein and horse Bockwurst.
You're ready to blow, weren't you?
I was just annoyed and, yeah, I saw him kicking a pigeon, just went for him. Looking back, maybe I was a bit harsh. My family loved him, and that... Sorry, Becky.
Were you shouting at him from the top of a lion?
Well, I was on top of the lion.
Because I quite like that imagery. Of you, like, astride a lion going, oi, Andreas, no.
Oi. Stop kicking the pigeons.
Yeah.
He was, so I would have been on top of the lion. In fact, I remember it well because they're quite difficult to scale.
They're really hard. They're, like, really tall.
Are you allowed to mount them?
I'm not
sure. Yeah, it's all good. They look smaller on TV. But you go there, they're quite hard to get up, but they're quite difficult to get down as well. You sort of got to slide off. So I obviously saw him kicking the pigeons, must have shouted, of course, and then chased him.
Not convinced you're allowed to go on them.
No, I don't think you are.
Are you not?
No. I thought that's what the fourth plinth was for.
You're definitely not allowed on the fourth plinth.
You are if you make an appointment, aren't you?
No, you've got to be an exhibit. You've got to be one of the exhibits to be on the fourth plinth, I think.
You've researched this, haven't you?
Well, because I'd quite like to be an exhibit.
What are you going to do on the fourth plinth? You have thought about this.
Yeah, really.
You have thought about this.
I heard what happens is you get... What they do is they choose different people to spend, like, half a day on the fourth plinth demonstrating, I don't know, blowing up balloons and stuff like that, stuff that the public want to see.
Right. Right? So what are you going to do?
Well, I don't know, really. I suppose there's a number of things I could do on the fourth plinth.
Oh, yeah? You said that in a real, like, me.
The public really want to see people blowing up balloons.
I don't know, actually. I'm struggling to think of exactly what I could do on the fourth plinth that would be so impressive.
Anyway, back to the story.
Ultimately, my German exchange experience was a positive one, and it's an ambition of mine to go back to Germany one Oktoberfest.
Oh, you can see Mutti again.
I can't believe this Mutti stuff. I've obviously got that wrong, haven't I?
Do you still have Mutti's details? Maybe we...
Almost Andreas.
maybe we should track Andreas down and you could officially apologise.
Wow. I've always wondered what he'd be up to.
Put it to bed a bit, you know?
I haven't even looked on Facebook or anything like that to try find him.
I really hope that Andreas is doing exactly the same thing on some German radio station, just telling the story.
Yeah.
Fearn's fancy gear at the tap end.
Yeah.
Oh, I like that. Unofficial Mills.